This is Dr. Victor Asher inviting you to join Nami Sheridan for our community walk on Saturday, May 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at Whitney Commons. It's a free walk, but if you can donate, it helps to support vital mental health programs and advocacy. While there, explore local resources from vendors on site and see programs already underway. Help us bring mental health into the spotlight. To sign up, go online to namiwalks.org/Sheridan. Thanks.
You're invited to a public talk entitled Finding Where God Is Seen and Felt, What's Church Got to Do With It? With presenter Carol Emra Farkas, Thursday, May 8th, 12:30 p.m. at Thomas the Apostle Retreat Center in Cody, Wyoming, or streamed live at christiansciencewy.org/Cody. For more information, visit the website or see the ad in the May 6th edition of the Country Bounty. Sponsored by Christian Science Church and Society of Sheridan and Cody.
At Carol's Furniture, we say long live the lazy. Why? Because Lazy Boy recliners were made for maximum comfort and chilling like a pro. Kick back in classic Lazy Boy style, whether it's movie night, nap time, or just because you've earned it. From sectionals to iconic recliners, Lazy Boy at Carol's Furniture brings home comfort in all the right ways. Go ahead, embrace your inner lazy at Carol's Furniture, 340 North Main in downtown Sheridan, where comfort lives. Visit us at carolsfurniture.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. Long live the lazy.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Wednesday, May 7th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Sheridan Police Department Captain Tom Ringley. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Floyd. How are you?
Doing well. Feels like it's been a while since you've been in.
It has.
I don't know. We just had too many Wednesdays between you and I. The city's finally actually starting to look like the Emerald City.
It is. City's looking fantastic.
Now, how are things down at the station?
They're good. It's calls, you know, our call load's often weather dependent. We had a pretty severe second half of the winter, so things slowed down, but now they're starting to pick up. I think we had 35 calls for service yesterday, which is about right for this time of year, but I think people out on the street are enjoying being outside for a change,
yeah.
Staying busy.
So it does pick up in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as cold outside. People tend to hole up and stay home when it's really cold. But also as we progress towards Memorial Day, our city population as a whole increases with all the guests that come visit us.
Yeah, yeah. So Memorial Day, you do kind of prepare for a bit of an influx.
Yeah. Which is good. If we're busy, it generally means the city's doing well. We've got people occupying hotel rooms and Airbnbs and temporary lodging and visiting our stores and establishments and other local businesses. So it's good all the way around.
When you look towards the summer and the spring, us just getting out of winter in general, what is it that you look forward to the most?
The sunshine.
Yeah. just being able to run outside.
But not only that, we can get more our training moves from the classroom type training to the hands-on training. For example, today at from noon to four, we will be training on active shooter response with the help of our our DCI office has been fantastic. They've got some real subject matter experts up there.
Oh, that's great.
So they come train us, and more importantly, it's a neutral evaluation.
Yeah,
and they're just good people anyway. So yeah, it's stuff like that. We will go to the range in the winter, but
it's not
don't have to be quite as cognizant of cold weather injuries.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So we can spend more time training instead of trying to stay warm.
Boy, and I'm here to tell you, cause I've been on the range in the winter, and it's a lot easier to qualify when you're not shaken.
Yeah. I tend to block that out when I'm actually concentrating, but, just the nature of the training. Cops would rather be outside training for worst case scenarios than sitting in a classroom. And all the training is equally important, but it's more fun.
Yeah. So do you find, do you guys down there at the department end up kind of having more training in the summer and spring months, or is it in the winter?
It's spread consistently throughout the year. It's just, like I said, we take advantage of the inclement times of the year to stay inside.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of academic training we have to do. For instance, last month, the training matter was how to control a crime scene.
Oh,
okay. Who does what? Who's answering the call? Who's providing resources like detectives, and who's actually commanding the whole incident? So, but that's very academic.
Yeah.
So we can do that inside.
Do you guys ever set up like a fake crime scene and just kind of evaluate?
No, because we will take advantage of real crime scenes to train people. If there's someone that we know, especially if they're new, if we know they haven't processed a burglary before, then we'll call them over or give them a call and supervise them processing it and talk them through it.
Speaking of new, you have added a new officer.
We do. Stephen Pope is in Douglas as we speak. He's had the shortest turnaround time from swearing in to hitting the road. it's about a week, but we were able to, you know, we test the third Thursday of every month. So he tested on the third Thursday of, I think, February.
Oh, wow.
The background takes a couple months. So we hired him a week ago last Friday, and a week ago this Monday, he was in Douglas.
Wow. Yeah. Quick turnaround.
Yeah. He was sworn in Friday. We actually had a couple days to do and processing type stuff. But yeah, so he's down there doing good things, and we will definitely be in contact with him like we are everyone, make sure he's doing okay.
Speaking of your Facebook, the Sheridan Police Department has received multiple calls from people reporting scam calls claiming to be raising funds for duty vests on behalf of law enforcement in Sheridan County. Now, the SPD does not solicit funds.
No, and this is one of the oldest scams. Whether back in the, you know, pre-internet days, it was with a phone call, and now it's phone calls and emails. But we will never solicit money for anything. And as people are curious how we actually pay for vests, we have a matching grant from the Department of Justice that pays half of a duty vest. The vests are good for 5 years. So we have a replacement schedule, but that's all financed internally, either through a grant and also through our PD budget. So we will never ask anyone for money. I don't like asking anyone for anything. I think it puts the department in a tough spot if we were to accept money for something, and then people say, well, I donated to this or that, and it can lead to unforced errors. So we are self-funded, apart from that we have some very generous people throughout the community that make anonymous donations.
Yeah.
Which we don't solicit. We get them for primarily for Shop with a Cop, which is awesome, and that's for to, you know, help kids get have good Christmases. But no, we're never going to solicit money.
Yeah, and that's not for equipment, as you said. That's to take kids shopping for Christmas, and that's a fantastic program. And if you want to donate to that, do it anonymously. Don't put anybody in any awkward positions.
Yeah, and I will say that fund is flush. While it's much appreciated, we have more than enough for the next several years.
That's fantastic to hear. Now, Officer Schaefer actually does make scam presentations, and these are open to the public at 11 a.m. on the first Thursday of each month at the Hub on Smith. He updates folks on what's going on.
Yeah. She does a great job. She's has exceptionally strong presentation skills, and it's not only a chance to get out and inform people or be informed about scams, but it's also another chance just to meet an officer.
Yeah.
She's open to all questions, really.
No, that's fantastic. I speak with the sheriff every month on something new. It's like they're coming up with new stuff all the time.
Yep.
You got to stay informed on this. One thing that they actually do is with the advances of AI, these bad actors can actually mimic voices. What would you like the public to know in regard to these scam calls? Who can we notify?
Well, I tell the public what I do. I don't, my phone doesn't ring unless someone's in my contacts. And that automatically stops the scammers from getting through to me. They rarely leave voice messages. And often if you check your caller ID, it'd come up. One thing the phone companies have got really improved is identifying possible scam calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, if you haven't solicited any a product, then it's probably a scam. For instance, this last week I got an email from the manufacturer of my own vehicle saying that you've asked to unplug the internet connection or whatever with the infotainment system. I never made that call. So
yeah.
I will assume that it's scam. Another one I see is, thank you for contacting us in regards to this product. Please call us at this number. Well, I never called these people.
Yeah.
So you really have to be insular and not, you don't owe it to salesmen to talk to them. You don't owe it to anyone to answer the phone. People probably aren't quite as locked down as I am on stuff, and that could be a good thing. But that's how I handle it, these things, and avoid falling victim to scams.
That's I do the same thing, sir. Yeah, if I don't know you, I'm not answering that phone. That's all there is to it. Saves me so much time. And my phone, and I'm sure yours as well, will identify certain spam callers if it knows that number. And so it just lets you know. For the folks that have loved ones at the house who may still have a landline, just let them know that the sheriff, the SPD, the DCI, no law enforcement reaches out for any kind of solicitation or funds. That's not something that law enforcement does. I've sat here with the chief, with the captain, with the sheriff, with the undersheriff multiple times talking about this. Law enforcement will not ask you for money, folks. On that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll have more with our SPD right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Shared.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
At Engel & Volker Sheridan, our real estate advisors specialize in ranch, recreational, residential, and commercial property sales. We offer a bespoke white glove experience, and as a true global brand, we can provide sellers with the most exposure to high net worth buyers. Let Engel & Volker Sheridan give you the luxury experience you deserve. Speak with a trusted advisor at 206 West Brundage Street in Sheridan or call us at 307-655-8383. Engel & Volker Sheridan. Life is taking you places. We'll help you get there.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Your business is growing and you need to step up your game. Synergy Shop Aminiums are customizable warehouse spaces designed for trades, startups, and small businesses. They are ready to scale with high ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. More than a workspace, it's a foundation for your future. Synergy Shop Aminiums. Own your space and build your business. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates for a walkthrough.
This is Dr. Victor Asher inviting you to join NAMI Sheridan for our community walk on Saturday, May 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at Whitney Commons. It's a free walk, but if you can donate, it helps to support vital mental health programs and advocacy. While there, explore local resources from vendors on site and see programs already underway. Help us bring mental health into the spotlight. To sign up, go online to namiwalks.org/Sheridan. Thanks.
Get ready to ignite your potential. Join us May 20th for the Chamber's 10th Annual Ignite Conference, a power-packed day of professional development and business inspiration for professionals at every level. Topics include marketing, leadership, human resources, finance, business development, tech, and so much more. For details and to register, visit SheridanWyomingChamber.org. The 2025 Ignite Conference is sponsored in part by D.A. Davidson, Susie Garber Johnson, Harps & Associates, the Sheridan Press, and Wyo Stays.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning we're speaking to Sheridan Police Department Captain Tom Ringley. Now, National Police Week runs from Sunday, May 11th through Saturday, May 17th. Now, Captain, can you tell us a little bit about National Police Week?
Sure. In 1962, President Kennedy signed a proclamation which designated May 15th is Peace Officers Memorial Day, and the week that contains that day as Police Week. It's a week in Washington, D.C., centered around the Police Officer Memorial that focuses on peace officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty.
Yeah.
The centerpiece of the actual memorial is a wall with the names of all of the fallen officers inscribed on it. It's of particular importance this year to the Sheridan Police Department, and I know also if I speak for Sheriff Dominguez as well, because Sergeant Nevada's Crinky's name will be listed on the wall, which is something that we firmly support. Next week, Sergeant Crinky's family and some escorting officers will be going to the actual event and spending the week in Washington. And this is all paid for by sheriffs and chiefs of police and several national organizations. His family will be escorted to D.C. to take part in the ceremonies.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, it's, one of those situations where it's a great way to enshrine them forever.
It is. It's a very solemn occasion. It's a very, the events are very formal and dignified.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky to have, law enforcement as a whole is lucky to have an organization that maintains the site.
Now, what does this week mean to you personally?
It's a reminder that, as good as we are at our jobs, as highly trained as we are, it can happen to anybody. Any officer can fall in the line of duty. Sergeant Crinky did everything right. There were absolutely zero improvements he could have made as to anything he ever did. And it can still happen. It's a dangerous job. And it's a reminder that that the public should have is like, we're not here to entertain people.
Yeah.
We're not here to be poked or prodded. We're here to do a job, and that's to keep the community safe. And that's a tough act to balance, because the community expectation is that, we are friendly to people. We're as friendly as people allow us to be. But there are times when we will have to turn on the authority,
yeah,
and direct people, and we expect people to do what they're told.
Absolutely.
We only issue lawful orders. If people feel like they've been mistreated or they've received an unlawful order, we have a vibrant complaint process. Basically, everything's investigated and tracked.
When you sit the officers down and you let them know, hey, this week's coming up, is there anything that they make comment about or that you tell them to kind of keep in mind?
Not specific to this week. There are plenty of things I tell officers to keep in mind every day.
Yeah.
And the primary thing is everyone going home at the end of the shift uninjured.
Now, how can the public respectfully observe this week and show the SPD and the Sheriff's Office their appreciation?
We're not really asking for anything. The city is fantastic in giving us the resource to do our jobs. We're not asking for sympathy. This is a celebration of Sergeant Krenke, who is an awesome man, husband, father, brother, son, and person. But we're not asking for sympathy. This is how we celebrate.
And
remember the fallen officers.
Absolutely. And I think it's fantastic. It's not like you're not thinking about him every day, because I'm sure that you do.
But... Well, absolutely. Krenke Park is actually, they're planting trees today.
Oh, fantastic.
And that'll be opened and dedicated, I think, June 10th. I might be off by a week. So we see that every day. We drive by it every time we enter the police department property. But the community is fantastic to us on, as I've said for the last 10 years, absolutely fantastic to us on a daily basis. The worse things seem to get for law enforcement nationwide, the better people treat us.
Yeah.
And our goal is to maintain that relationship. I'm not saying that relationship's not important to us. We value it. But it, once again, it's not just a week where we're treated extremely well. It's the other 51 weeks where people are just fantastic to us.
Yeah. And the SPD officers do have just one quota to fill, and that is positive interaction with the public every day.
That's
every
correct.
Time they're out there. Stopping, speaking with folks while they're out, maybe shaking a hand, getting to know somebody that you don't. Captain, do you often hear about these interactions from the public?
Yeah, we get both formal and informally. We get a lot of thank you cards.
That's great.
And also just through the grapevine, whether someone passes something along through the city government or through the chief, or they give me or one of the lieutenants a call. Also on our social media, we hear what a good job people do, but that's our base expectation, is that people come do a good job.
Yeah.
We hire people that want to do a good job and have positive interaction with people.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the odd thing.
Yeah,
that should be the absolute standard.
Yeah, and it sounds contradictory to what I've said before, but we want people that can balance and, do that balancing act where we're providing the service in the manner people expect us to.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like leadership. You can talk all leadership you want to, but people have to expect to be led.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something I was actually speaking with a sergeant about earlier this week. Peace Officer Memorial Day is Thursday, May 15th. Captain, is there anything specific that you do on this particular day?
No. We think about it and we mention it. But apart from that, we still have a job to do.
Okay. Now, one thing... That you wanted to talk about, I kind of wanted to talk about traffic stops. You know, you and I talk about how can the public help you as a department kind of do the job a little bit more. Before we get into how they can actually voice complaints, tell me how the public can actually help the SPD.
Well, first and foremost is... give us room to make the traffic stops. This is in 2024, 17 peace officers, which is police officers, highway patrol, sheriffs, deputies, any law enforcement throughout the country. They're grouped as peace officers. 17 were struck and killed by vehicles.
Oh my God.
And those are either when working accidents or on traffic stops. I'm not talking about felonious assaults with vehicles.
These are just getting hit trying to do their job.
Yeah. So we would remind all drivers that they're required to yield emergency lights and sirens immediately. oftentimes we activate our lights when we want the person to stop. We don't want people driving for an extra couple blocks it's like yield immediately, because it may not be you that we're trying to stop. We just need you to get out of our way. This counts for fire vehicles too and ambulances. But when practical, change lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down 20 miles an hour below the speed limit if practical, and change lanes. Give us room. Don't just get over half a lane and to where the officer making the stop can feel the wind of the vehicle on their backs as they're talking to a driver, and it allows that way we don't have to divide our attention.
You've had some close calls in your career.
Not super close, but enough to where
made you nervous.
To where it's ticked me off a little bit. And
yeah,
thought it was uncalled for, especially on caffeine. And a lot of the four lane roads that we have, it's just, once again, it's Sheridan. Slowing down to 15 miles an hour isn't going to really slow you down that much. And just follow the directions, especially at crashes. Don't stop and gawk. Look for traffic direction. Mm-hmm. Look for detours. And just be cognizant.
Yeah. Yeah. I know rubbernecking is very tempting. Yeah. It's extremely tempting for us. And I'm including myself on that list. Yep. It's very difficult not to look at that. But watch the officer on scene. They may be trying to tell you, hey, look, we need you to go this way as opposed to that way. You know, it's not going to be a typical route.
Yeah.
They might have to get you off the road a little bit. So make sure that you're watching that.
Yes. And or even if you're driving by a traffic stop, just get over and, you know, give that driver, the person stopped, their privacy as well. We're not doing this. We don't stop people to put them on display. We do it to address a violation.
Yeah. Now, if folks do have complaints, there are supervisors that handle this.
Yeah. We have, like I said, we have a vibrant complaint process. We investigate everything. People, if you feel like you are being wronged at the time of a traffic stop, don't debate the officer. People can ask for a supervisor. It's not a right.
Yeah.
We will absolutely send a supervisor if one's available, but you know, Sheridan's always a couple of years behind the social trends, it seems like. And the latest one nationwide is name and badge number, and I want a supervisor, even before handing over a driver's license, which one is required to do by law. There's no statute in Wyoming that says we have to provide our badge number. There's no statute in Wyoming that says we have to immediately summon, or that we have to summon a supervisor at all. We have policies that state we will do so when it's safe to do so. But part of that safety is us knowing who we're talking to.
Yeah.
There is a statute that mandates that drivers produce a driver's license when requested or ordered. Once we know who we're talking to, it's important for us to know who we're talking to. That person may have warrants and may be avoiding giving their name for a reason. If there is a supervisor available and they're not on a call, you know, one of the 3 to 5 people that we actually 2 to 4 other people that we have on duty, because one of the officers is on that traffic stop and they're not on a call, they will respond. But it doesn't mean people can delay a traffic stop.
Yeah.
What we were to ask, comply with the officer. All of our traffic stops are recorded. We review body camera footage all the time, both randomly and as needed in response to complaints. Just call after the fact and ask to speak to the supervisor if you have any concerns.
There you go.
And we, like I said, we randomly check traffic stops. And a lot of what we're checking for is officer demeanor.
Yeah. Yeah, not public behavior. You're watching to make sure that your officer is doing exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
All right. So there you go, folks. Simply comply with what's going on in that situation. If you've got a complaint, feel free. Contact the SPD and let them know afterwards. They're happy to work with you on this stuff. Captain, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. Greatly appreciate you and you and your team. Be safe out there, sir.
Thank you, Floyd, and thanks to everyone for making Sheridan such a great place to police.
Absolutely. All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
You're invited to the Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Doors open at 5 p.m. and there's free beer from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. You heard that right. Free beer if you're 21 or over from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. There's many raffles with many guns to be won, great food, great company, and a great cause. The Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Presented by Weatherby, Yeti, and Montana Knife Company. Get your tickets now at the Pheasants Forever Facebook page.
Mandy Kolciska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. You may not be able to buy love, but you sure can rescue it. Secondhand animals make first-class pets and can help make you healthier. Talking to a pet can help keep you calm, and petting a furry friend can help decrease your risk for heart disease, obesity, and depression. Pets don't judge, they just love. Come find your new love today.
Hey, Bob, did you know Waring Chevrolet is a full-service dealership?
Full-service, does that mean you're going to mow my lawn, walk my dog?
Not quite, Bob, but we've got you covered. From new and pre-owned vehicles to top-notch servicing by the best techs in the industry.
What about tires?
Bob, we've got a tire price match guarantee on all big-name brands.
And I hear your parts department is everything I need, too.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, if you've had a fender bender, our collision center will have you back on the road in no time.
And your new detailing shop. That's where my truck goes to shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet really is your full-service dealership. We'd love to serve you at 107 East Alger or online at waringsheridan.com.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
Quit spending more than you have to for irrigation systems. This is Brad Walden with C&K Equipment, and we're now selling and installing T&L irrigation systems. There's no better system, period. T&L irrigation systems are forged in America. They have the best water patterns, a winning edge controller, their hydraulics-based systems, and tidal hydration lug means less downtime. Plus, if you're having problems, we're there to service, even on weekends. We know time is money. Call us, C&K Equipment Sales, 674-6404.